Fly on the Wall, episode 2, Dan, for season 1. Very exciting new structure for the show.
Yeah, man. It was a very exciting week last week. First episode went out and, I mean, by all reports, I think they were okay, were they? Did you get any feedback? I didn't hear too much.
Actually, I did.
You know, hearing nothing is better. Isn't that the...
Well, so we. I thought it might be fun to actually kick off the show each week with feedback that we'd received over the week.
Okay, that's a bit of fun. Yeah.
There are a few things. So the first one is, it's a bit long. These are all anonymous, by the way.
Good, good.
Except for the last one, which is a positive one. So it's a bit long. It's the first one.
Okay.
Good.
Weird old show that we did, an hour long. This one, half an hour. So
still too long.
Yeah.
Guess maybe they're just going to keep giving that feedback until we no longer exist.
Well, good luck.
Good. you're called Fly on the Wall, but you have a picture of a cow on the wall. I'm talking about that. Very observant. Well done. Clever.
That's
a good point.
Who said that?
Anonymous, again. So
okay, good. Yeah, that's fair, though.
This one is relating to content from last week. Ice cream transactions aren't that funny.
Did they not watch the video?
I thought it was funny.
Thought they were freaking hilarious.
I was nearly in tears.
You were in tears. Yeah. I cried. Said that one?
No, anonymous.
What's...
This one isn't anonymous, though, Dan. This is a nice one, actually, here. @MiriCarter_. This is on Twitter.
Okay.
Yay, you guys are back. Bloody ripper of a net, boys. Miri, thank you very much.
Miri Carter.
@ Miri Carter underscore.
You made that up?
No, it's real.
That's on Twitter.
That's on Twitter. That is real. That's black and white on Twitter.
So what's that, 1 out of 5?
Yeah, I reckon that's great.
I think that's all you need, really, to have a successful show is one loyal listener.
That's all we...
Miri.
Miri Carter. If one person walks away, Dan, from this and goes... Liked a bit of that.
Yep.
That's why we're here.
Okay, fantastic. I feel better, especially after the cow comment. That's
interesting.
Yeah, sorry, me.
Dan, I've got so many things to ask you to get you across. I had a few things happen in my life. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I've got something that's been happening in the office this week that I need some clarity on.
I love a bit of office politics. You know how I roll with that.
Yeah.
I personally was on the toilet today having to scroll through the news feed, as everyone likes to do, and came across something that I found a little bit concerning that could concern the male libido in the near future.
Okay, interesting. Well, we'll hear about it soon.
Okay, great.
Looking forward to it. Let's
do the show.
Dan.
Tim.
I'm back at work, which is exciting.
Yeah.
For the new
holiday.
I did. Yeah.
You were loving your holiday too.
Good time off.
How is it back at work? Strain?
It's weird. It's still in this sort of, people at work call it calypso mode, where you're sort of still finding your feet a little bit. There's not too much work to do. It's not super busy yet, but we're all at work.
Fair enough.
Dan, there needs to be some rules set around something that's happening at the moment that people are saying.
Okay. You know me, I'm a stickler for rules.
Now,
let's make a new one.
The date is the 11th of January. Right? Thursday, the 11th of January.
That it is. Yep.
Okay. Now, New Year's Eve was 11 days ago. Everyone's throwing out Happy New Year. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone in the office. Hey, Tim, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Tim,
still?
Happy New Year. Happy. Yeah.
I mean, it's
the first time. The argument is, and I asked someone yesterday quietly, I said, what is everyone saying Happy New Year for? I said, well... Duh, it's the first time they've seen you since the new year. So
it's a flawed way of thinking,
It's interesting, isn't it? When does that end? Does that mean if I see someone in April, who I haven't seen yet, the first time I see them in 2018, I say, hey, mate, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Anyway, what'd you get? Did you get a lot of chocolate for Easter?
That's a huge question and a fair one too, because I would tend to think, mate, you could see somebody in August that you haven't seen all year.
That's what I mean. So
somebody goes on a trip. I'm going away for 6 months.
Yeah.
You didn't see them before they left. What, you see them when they get back? Do you have to say Happy New Year? And is it also rude not to?
Well, by that rule that someone at work said to me, that would be the case. You would see someone in July. You would see someone in October who you hadn't seen all year and gone, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Happy New Year. I haven't seen you.
That's not your issue.
No. So
that shouldn't be an issue that you go, oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, no, I'm walking around the office worried now because I'm going, are they offended that I didn't say Happy New Year?
And you also work in an office environment where there's a lot of people. There's there a lot of people that yeah. you're constantly going to be passing by in the hallway. It's hard. Do you have to be keeping notes on who you've said Happy New Year to?
I said Happy New Year 8 to 9 times yesterday.
That's too much.
There's too many.
It gets to a point where how much work are you getting done? That's taking yeah. away from the productivity of the overall office, I would think.
Well, what I want to know is, I thought we could do people a favor, because I feel like this is probably not unusual.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
great.
A lot of offices, a lot of people are going back to work where this is happening. Can we jump on here and mm-hmm. set a date? What date can we stop this?
Okay.
What date can people just start going, you've missed it. You've missed your window to say Happy New Year. Now it's just regular. How are you? How was your summer
yeah.
break?
Yeah.
What? Because it's the 11th.
I reckon people could probably come at it a few different ways. You could make the argument that it's the next time you have to say happy something to somebody, but on a general scale. So, like, there could be a birthday, of course. Mm. I'm not talking about a personal happy. I'm talking about Happy Valentine's Day. Something that everyone oh, right. stops and mm. wishes a general happy this.
But the first happy is Valentine. You're right. It's February.
So maybe...
No, too long. I reckon...
As you've just said, people are giving months leeway to a New Year's.
Absolutely not. I'm going to say the 15th of January.
Why the 15th?
I don't know. I just picked it out.
Halfway through the new yep. month?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll help you out.
That's it. It's done.
So the 15th, if you've got any arguments, speak up in what, comments?
Well,
comment section.
If you want, but I mean...
If you want. If not, forever hold your peace. And the 15th of January is now the new date.
Cut-off date for Happy New Year.
Cut-off date for Happy New Year.
Hmm.
We move forward with the rest of the year.
Very good. I'm glad we did that.
Perfect.
Cool.
Tim, as I said at the top of the show, I've stumbled across something online and... It made me stop in my tracks a little bit. Now, granted, I was already in a vulnerable position. I was on the toilet, so I'm already faced okay. with my own imperfections.
Yeah, right.
This story has, it's sort of... It's
what were you on, Men's Fitness or something?
No, just the usual news feed. But, you know, one source I love is Lad Bible. Lad Bible's great. Little plug.
Yeah, there you go. You're yeah. welcome. To all mums and dads that are
yeah,
watching us.
Yeah, they'd know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, while scrolling the newsfeed, I came across an article that said male AI sex robots. And I thought, okay, curiosity, I'll have a look. And click into it. And it says that this year, a company is going to be rolling out male sex robots.
Right.
For people to buy. So essentially, the premise around the whole thing is... People can go, pay quite a bit of money, and you can design your ideal lover.
Right. Mm. Well, that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so... And
there goes the dating scene. Dan.
Why would you date? There's literally no reason
when
to
you
date.
Can literally go to a factory, a yep. build me a boyfriend. You know those Build-A-Bear places in the shopping centres?
Yep.
They'll have them in shopping centres. Build a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You want someone with... You, literally from everything.
Mate,
from everything.
Well,
I imagine you can design absolutely everything.
Face. Body. You know, penis size. Okay. It's all...
Said it, yeah.
I said it because, yeah. you know, we all thought it.
Yeah.
Now, you can do all this. And they showed an example. Glorious looking guy.
Are they?
Oh, mate, sensational.
Really good looking.
Really male model-esque.
So,
yeah.
Well,
so,
that's it for mankind then, isn't it?
Well, here's my thought process to it, okay? So, these are robots. You can't, create new life with a robot, I wouldn't have thought. Unless they, you know, preload someone else's... Anyway, you probably could, but I would imagine if you want to have kids at some point, you're probably going to have to shelve the robot and invite an actual male into your house.
Yeah.
You know? We can then, you know, you're gonna. We're not completely replaceable. I don't think.
Okay. Yeah. They'll figure out a way. But
absolutely,
anyway,
they will. Yeah. But anyway, so I got to thinking, and I was like, well, if this happens, these become popular, and they do. They think that eventually these will overtake your generic vibrator.
Okay.
Whatever what else is in
you,
the...
What do they send you back?
At the moment, they're like 10 grand.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, but you know, like anything, it drops in price over time with demand. Mm. So, I'm thinking, a woman has this sex robot. It's great. It's a bit of fun. Eventually, she's like, I kind of want to have kids. I'm going to have to start dating again. I've had my fun with the robot. I've still got him on the side. It's not really cheating.
Shelves him.
Great. Yeah, it's a sex toy. If I was a single guy... And I'm invited into a female's bedroom with, you know, the hope of maybe some sexual endeavors occurring.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. A bit cheeky.
But in the corner, on the armchair.
It's a doll.
I see an incredibly attractive doll, probably shirtless, because, I mean, how often would they dress them? Mm. They're a sex doll.
Yeah.
He's got his abs out. You know, he's got his, you know, luscious hair. He's looking very male model-ish.
Immediately self-conscious.
I can tell you straight away, having known that women can create these dolls based on their own desires and their ideal man, I am not, Tim, about to expose myself without first catching a glimpse of the penis size that she's requested be on her doll.
Right, okay.
Because, I mean, if I look at it and I go, well, that's not the size of mine.
Well, that's your ideal.
Yeah, if that's your ideal, I don't come close. I'll save us both a disappointment and I'll head out the back.
So do you think in the future single guys will go, hey, great to meet you. Great to be here in your bedroom.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yep. Do you have a sex doll?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah?
Yeah.
They go, do you mind if I have a quick squeeze? Just to the features that you've got going on. Absolutely no worries. Yep. Do you think that's what will happen?
Well, I think if you pulled it back, Tim, and you saw like a huge, huge object down there, and you thought, oh, I can't compare to that. That's what she wants in a man. And you go, I can't deliver that. Would you not just go, hey, look, going to be completely upfront. Hey, I see what you're into. I can't do that. I mean, I'm, you know, not even in the ballpark. Yeah. How about I head out?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? And instantly, mate, there's not a child born from that.
I don't know.
So there's going to be kids not being born. That's my own problem.
Dan, I was at a cafe the other day, minding my own business, reading a book, right?
Great. Relaxing?
Holiday sit.
Mate, holiday, what do I feel like? A coffee, read a book. You look like an intellect too when you do that.
I looked really cool.
Yeah.
And I was, the cafe I was at was right near a chemist warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The big the chemist chain.
Yep.
And they have sunglasses out the front. You know, they display them out the front of the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Rows of sunglasses, little mirrors. You can check what you look like and stuff.
Big variety.
And I always wondered, looking at those things, like, I wonder why they just leave them out in the street. It'd be very easy for someone just to go, thank you very much, and keep walking.
Yeah. It is odd, isn't it? There's no one policing that.
No. And I witnessed someone doing just that. Stealing sunglasses.
Wow. Wow. So you saw, I was going to say a robbery, but it's not a robbery.
A theft.
There you go.
Take place. Yeah. And I'll be honest. It was a homeless guy. Who, you know, so you kind of go, oh, well, and this was the thing that I was struggling with, right? So I was sitting there and I was watching it happen. He was trying the glasses on and stuff and then he just found a pair that looked great on him, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he just thought, yep, these look good. These are the ones. Walked off with them.
Wow.
And this was the thing I was struggling with. Citizen's arrest. One. How does it actually work? Like, what do I do?
That's a really good
question.
What's
the actual...
Yeah.
What do I do?
Like, the physical side of it?
Yeah. And also, is it like a... Is that like... Will people be like, yeah, good on you. That's cool.
Or they'd
is
be like, wanker.
You snitch.
Wanker. Yeah. Well, that's a really good question. Couple of ways you can approach it.
Mm.
I guess, it, given the fact you're sitting there, coffee, book, you've clearly got nothing else to do in your day.
No.
So, I think... The fact you've jumped up and you've gone, everyone, just hold on a second, I've witnessed a theft.
Yeah.
It's very look at me, it's very I'm a little bit bored and it could come across a little bit pretentious. Secondly, Tim, he's a homeless guy. I mean, give him a break.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, if I did get up and do a citizen's arrest, how does that actually work? Do I grab him and keep him, you know, in custody? And then call the police? Do I take him into the shop and go, hey, just caught this one.
Yeah.
Trying to steal sunglasses.
You could easily go off what you've seen in movies. You know what I mean? Like, what do the police do? Do I act like a police officer?
Well, they do a takedown. Yeah. So you're saying I should have swept his legs and had him on the ground and gone.
Well, swift and effective. Right. It comes down to how you want to look, really. I kind of, I look at it like first aid a little bit. Everyone's trained in it.
Yeah, okay.
But... In the situation, no one ever really wants to have to apply it. Everyone doesn't want to be accountable for
it,
do they?
Which is a shame, Dan.
It's a shame, but I think everyone approaches a first aid situation in the same way they would this. You make a scene. So somebody goes down, oh no, they've passed out. Mm. We better apply first aid. I can attempt that. And then you hope that somebody goes, I know first aid.
Someone else. Okay.
Somebody with authority, that's a little bit more confident in the approach.
Okay.
So in saying that, I guess what you could have done is just stood up and said, theft!
So make more of a scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make as much of a scene as possible until someone else takes responsibility.
Yeah.
I think that's my message.
Well, maybe I'll go back. The coffee was really good.
Yeah.
I'll go back.
What book are you reading?
Actually, it's by Simon Sinek. It's called Find Your Why. It's very...
Find Your Why.
Very deep, and like, it's about finding your why. Why do we do what we do?
You definitely would have looked like a wanker if you had done a citizen's arrest.
Reckon?
Absolutely. Reading a book.
I reckon they would have been like, he knows what he's doing.
No.
He's reading Find Your Why by Simon Sinek.
No. They wouldn't have.
So, I'm going to go back and wait for someone else to steal some glasses from Chemist Warehouse, and I'm going to make a citizen's arrest, Dan.
Okay, I can't wait for it. Very All good. Over the news.
Yeah.
Tim, I've stumbled across what I'm calling a misconception.
Okay.
Within society.
Yep.
Now, I'm sitting in a restaurant the other day, and I look across the table. You know how everyone behaves a little bit differently in restaurants? Everyone tries to be a little bit more proper. If they were at home having a meal, it wouldn't be as formal, or they wouldn't be using as many pleasantries, I guess.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, just sort of being a little bit more proper.
Well, you take the napkin off the table, you put it down, and you don't go back for seconds and thirds.
Of course, everyone holds their knives and forks correctly. So everyone's being a little bit more classy. I've come across something that I think is sort of turned a blind eye to, and it's accepted when it shouldn't be. I witnessed somebody attempt to do something that's always considered disgusting, but they tried to dress it up a little bit.
What is it?
And I think a lot of people in society would stand by this person and agree it's the nice way of doing it. Tim, I've watched somebody perform the act of picking their nose but placing a tissue over the index finger.
No.
So it's almost like a cover to then go up, dig around, pull out the usual disgustingness that comes from your nose. But they think, oh, but this is the nice way of doing it. You know how people seem to think if a tissue's involved, it's not as disgusting as just getting your finger straight
up. Yeah, but who are they doing that for? Who are they covering their finger for?
Well,
is it for themselves or is it for people around them? Because the snot up against white will always show.
Yeah, well, more clearly than skin tone. I think it's to seem less disgusting. I think people do it in order to not seem so repulsive.
Or is it, my fingers have so many germs on them, I'm going to actually protect myself from myself and cover the germs.
But that doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, they're your germs. They're already in you.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're... What I'm saying is exactly this, Tim. I don't know what they're trying to achieve. I don't know what they think they're trying to achieve. What I'm asking is to everyone, why are we doing this?
Here's a thought. Don't pick your nose in a restaurant. How about that?
At all.
At all.
Yeah.
Save it for the drive home.
That's not a bad point.
Yeah. Dan, Emma, my girlfriend's brother, twin brother, is back in town. Adam, long time listener of the show, by the way.
Yeah, so Adam, great guy.
Great guy, lovely guy. And he had I've got a bone to pick with him.
Oh, okay. He lives overseas, Tim, so it's strange for somebody to come back. It's usually a pleasant experience, but you've somehow managed to turn it negative.
He lives in London. He's an outstanding actor, Adam, and he's going to be a big dog one day. He's going to be on Game of Thrones, all this sort of stuff. Mm. So I feel like this is a favor to him. I'm helping him out for the future because he's going to be
career advice. Okay.
He's going to be having dealings with the biggest in the business, Brad Pitt's, Denzel Washington's, Daniel Day-Lewis's of the world. He's going to be hanging out with those guys. So, Adam, you are listening.
Yep.
Here's something that you're going to need.
Oh, okay.
Adam had a welcome home party, as you do, welcome home drinks.
He hadn't been home.
Hadn't been home for two years. And the event on Facebook was at 6 o'clock.
Mm.
Now, Dan, let me ask you a question. If you're going to an event at 6 p.m. on a Friday night, what do you expect the host to provide?
Okay.
As far as food and drink, what sort of...
Well, obviously, what would you dinner, Tim. Dinner is straight off the bat. Dinner, there needs to be a meal because it is over a meal time.
Bingo, bango.
Okay.
Dan, Adam set the time for his event for 6 p.m.
Yep.
And then he posted in the group about an hour before, hey guys, BYO drinks, obviously, you know, we'll have a couple of things there.
Yep.
And we'll have snacks.
Snacks. Yeah, look, Adam, that is...
Adam. Now, this is for anyone.
And I do see why you're singling him out there. He should probably have canapes. word?
Well, yeah, canapes. Canapes. But also, that's dinner time. So you've got to have dinner.
Yeah.
If you're putting an event on at 6 o'clock, that is dinner time. Provide dinner.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, you will be having actors over for dinner. You'll be having events. Do not have an event at 6 p.m. and have Daniel Day-Lewis at your front door.
And have some Black Swan dip.
Cheese and crackers.
That's no good.
To have dinner for him when he arrives. And this is for anyone, Dan.
It is.
Who's having an event over the summer.
There's definitely people have... I get we all eat at different times. You know, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It doesn't matter, okay? If you are having an event, and you know what? If he didn't want to have dinner, give more than an hour's notice. Mm. But there needs to be some sort of addressing of the meal situation.
Absolutely.
Is it rude? Let me throw it back on you. Is it rude for us to turn around and say, hey, mate, you'll be providing dinner, yeah? Are we at a point where we have to almost clarify? For the host.
No, we shouldn't need to.
People
just need to know that if you're having an event over the summer, whenever, if you book it between 6 and 7, if it's 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., you're going to be providing dinner.
Yeah.
And if it's at 8 o'clock, people have had their chance to go get dinner.
Yeah, that's
They're coming over for drinks and hors d'oeuvres.
So at least have hors d'oeuvres.
All right. Adam, take that back to London with you.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what sort of loosey-goosey ship they're running over there. Have you pulled him aside yet, or is this it?
This is it.
Adam, seriously, mate. It's
Anyway, love you very much. Thanks for listening to the show.
I sent you a message. I sat down in the movie theater the other day, and we've discussed it. Love the environment of the movie cinema. You've brought up issues with it in the past. You hate going to a movie where there's young kids around.
Yeah.
Because they do. They cause havoc. They're running up and down the aisles.
I think the time I told you about was where I went to Gold Class and there were kids.
That shouldn't be allowed. Should be an over 18.
Why would you spend that amount of money on a movie ticket for a kid?
You wouldn't. But in all that, young kids, whether it be toddlers or even teens, they cop a lot of flack. They're annoying in cinema theatres, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they got the slurpees and everything.
Yep, it's all, and they're always talking. Man, a lot of talking.
They come in with a Coles bag full of stuff, and you go, oh, it was good. I went to the candy bar, and I paid too much for popcorn and stuff, and they've gone and got cheap stuff from Coles.
Yeah. Well, I've got something for you, Tim. I've got a group that's been overlooked for too long, and I'm here to address them directly and to you and to everyone else. Tim, it's come a time where the senior citizens of our community need to be held accountable.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Because I've had a gutful of just, to be honest, the carelessness. I feel senior citizens get their senior card these days and they throw rules out the window.
Yeah,
they go, bang, senior card, and there goes any form of care that I had for
Grandma
this world.
Grandma could be listening. I'll just say that.
You know what? I've got a bone to pick with Grandma too. She was pretty ruthless the other day. They get ruthless, Tim,
right?
Is what I was going to say. Because I'm sitting in the movie theater the other day, and I honestly walked in and I thought, good, no kids in here. It's an older crowd.
What rules were they breaking down? What rules went out the window with the seniors card?
Just general chit chat. You know,
chatting through the movie.
Oh, yeah. Susan is up behind me talking to Pearl about the grandkids.
Okay.
Halfway into the first act.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and then...
asking questions about the plot
and
line
then,
or?
And then the commentary, Tim. The commentary. There's a turtle on the screen that had been on it three times before that, and they go, look at the turtle.
Okay.
I've had a gutful. It ruins the ambience.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are certain rules and regulations that keep us as a society, and if they're going to get to an age, Tim, where they're not going to care or they're not going to partake in those rules anymore, we need to seriously reevaluate.
So what you're saying is there's too much of a spotlight on the teenagers and the hooligans. We need to revert our attention back to the oldies.
And you know who the spotlight usually comes from? The senior citizens, Tim. Yeah, the youth. The youth. Oh, they're just so disrespectful. Well, stop talking about the bloody turtle on screen that we've seen.
Can I be honest with you, Dan?
Yeah.
One day we're going to be that age, and I can tell you we're going to be talking through everything.
Yeah,
I know,
but I'll be entitled to that because I'll have a senior card.
Absolutely, senior card. Yeah. Dan, I feel like today we're fired up. Can I just say?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of rules and stuff that we just want to get clear to everyone, and why are people doing this and why are people doing that? I'm not going to stop either.
Okay.
Because I've got another one.
Okay, I feel like people that are new to the show, they'll come to learn this. Usually,
sometimes we just get fed up.
Largely, we have this show to bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term, yeah. We do. Dan, I went to a friend's, good friend of mine's birthday on the weekend, and it was at a pub, at the local pub. And you know when you finish a drink and you do that thing where you unfortunately have to get up and go, anyone want a drink? Anyone need another drink? And you hope that everyone goes, I'm good, because you don't want to spend $100.
Rightfully so, because, I mean, bars, the prices, they're exorbitant.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So you go around, you're good for a drink, you're good for a drink, you're good for a drink. I had one guy who said, actually, that'd be great. And I thought, you know what? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So long as he is aware that he is now engaged in a
drink-off. Not a drink-off, but an rounds. Exchange. Yes.
Yes. So long as he knows, okay,
I'll get
you're
going to
be getting me the next one, right?
Yeah, surely.
That's pretty well understood.
Yeah.
So I come back with the beer, give him his. Thanks, mate. No worries. And I have mine, and I finish mine. A good 5 minutes goes. He hasn't noticed.
Okay.
He's also finished his. Wow. So I'm looking and going,
is there a strategy in play?
What do I do here? Do I need to... I tried a bunch of things. I tried going...
Really? Big over-the-top swallow, put down the empty glass.
Yep.
Because an empty glass, there is a sound to it that... It's clear that there's no liquid in that.
Can I say, on the weekend, it was 40 degrees Celsius in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So it was hot.
It's warm.
Right? So we were drinking them fast as well. And I made the sound a lot... Lots of eyes, nothing.
So he didn't move at any point.
Didn't move and didn't do anything.
So did you buy your next drink?
I bought my next drink.
Okay.
But what I'm asking you is, is it okay for me to go, how do you do it? Do you do
absolutely it is, because you know why, Tim? I honestly think, that was a move. I think that was a play by him. I think he knew.
Power play.
It's hot. It power play.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, call it that. I like that. Because he knew that you're going to need a drink at some point. If you and I find ourselves in a drink-off exchange, I'm going to know that, you know, you're a little bit, as we all are, a little bit awkward in a social environment. Everyone likes to have something in their hand, don't they?
Yeah.
You do. You just want to have something to do when you're not
you
talking.
Yeah.
You need that drink. He knows you need that drink. If he holds out long enough, if he preserves his drink,
he was finished, though. So what should I do next time?
Finished.
Should I say to him...
He was finished.
He was finished
as well. That's a game changer.
So what should I do next time? Do you just go...
I think next time you go, you're up.
Okay, you're up.
I think a you're up, mate.
I like that.
Hey, mate, you're up.
I like
that. I think casual, blasé, not attacking, very unprovoking. It's more just... It's a fact. That's all you're doing. Oh, you're up.
Let me give it a whirl.
Oh, don't forget, mate, you're up. You know, just casual. It's all in the tone, Tim.
You're up. Blows
my mind that he didn't move when he was finished either. He was in a real standoff.
You know who you are.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, let me give it a whirl.
Yeah, give it a whirl. Let's here you go.
You're up.
You're up, mate.
You're up, mate. You're up, mate.
Hey, you're up.
Very good.
You're up. Yeah.
Good.
So, Tim, I find myself a little bit on edge in an experience that I once enjoyed.
Okay.
The act of getting an Uber.
Right.
Yeah? So it was great, wasn't it? When it first started,
you'd
be relaxed. You'd be like, I'm going to get from A to B because they've got the address. They've put it all in for me. I don't need a direct.
It's paid for. You've got a free water. You've got mints. It's the works.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
It's all something that adds to the overall experience being great.
A real shake-up to the ride-sharing taxi industry. Yeah.
Now, there is an element of it that I've come across that concerns me. It's the fact that apparently we get scored.
Do you mean the passengers?
The passengers. Those of us booking an Uber. So we all get asked to review the driver, which I think is fair.
I knew that existed.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know that the driver could rate the passenger.
No, they do. You can find it in your settings on your app. If you go in there, I tell you what, Tim, I heard about it and I thought I'll be a straight five. Easy.
Surely.
Because it's out of five.
Yeah, surely, obviously. Surely.
What have I done? I'm a pleasant guy. Come in, say good day to everyone. Yeah. 4.75.
What have you done?
I couldn't nearly tell you. But that's where I think it's... I don't think I've done anything. But I think there's some people out there with a resentment. You know, they're working on a Saturday night.
Yeah, right.
I'm out drinking.
Did you find yourself going back in your mind every single Uber trip you've ever taken and going, could it be
yep.
what? Anything?
That's the thing, mate. I don't know. I honestly think it depends on mood. Mood of the driver.
Okay.
So I think it's at a point, though, where I look at the score. At first, I thought, oh, it's just a score from an Uber driver. What do I care? The more I thought about it, I thought, well, does that speak volumes of me? Am I a 4.75 in general?
Are you going through life thinking that you're a 5?
Yeah.
When actually you're a 4.75?
Well, apparently, you know, at least to those around me, apparently maybe I am a 4.75. So, I mean, don't feel obliged or anything, but what I wanted to do was just to maybe ask you, what do you think I am?
Right, yeah. It's a hard pill to swallow, 4.75, isn't it?
It is. It's tough. So it I won't you, make it that. Imperfections.
I won't make it that hard.
Hmm.
Well, look, I think that you're lovely. You're a lovely guy.
Yeah.
And if I was an Uber driver and you got in, and I mean, sure, I'd give you a 5. There's a little bit of hesitation, isn't there? It was hard to hide.
A little bit.
Maybe a 4.85, 4.9.
What is it?
Nah, it would be about a 4.95.
So what's the 5% for?
I don't know. Yeah. Just thought I'd put a bit of jeopardy in. Well, Dan, that brings us to the end of another week, another episode 2, yep. Season 1.
Satisfying. 2 done.
We got a lot off our chest, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, some of the feedback still sitting with me from the start. Mm. Can we do anything about this?
Well, no. That was actually a Christmas present from Emma's parents. And I really like that.
Oh, no,
really
it's
like
lovely.
The cow on the wall.
It's just not a fly on the wall.
We can try and... No, we can't.
No, we can't. No.
Just on feedback, Dan, yeah. People can give us feedback.
Yeah, well, of course, as Miri Carter did. I mean, Twitter, we've got Tim Dan Tweets.
Got all of them.
We've got Tim Dan Graham on Instagram. That's a good one.
I like his little play on each.
Yeah. I had a bit of fun with it. Facebook, just search us, Tim and Dan. I never know how to plug that one.
Just Facebook,
Tim and Dan. And then obviously you can listen just to the audio of the podcast on iTunes. You can download us or on Podomatic. We're on there too. So download the audio. Give that a little listen in the car. It's great.
And subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that. Subscribe. YouTube. Went well. People liking the video.
Yeah, that's good.
At least, you know, according to the plays, not the feedback.
Do the plays on YouTube, do you have to watch the whole thing get a view?
Doubt it.
I reckon you just have to watch the first 10 seconds and it counts.
If you do that, it makes us look good.
But still, thanks.
Yeah, no,
watching
good,
that first
good,
10 seconds.
Good, yeah. So like and subscribe on YouTube. Yeah, it's a different platform for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different.
Very.
Social media.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
No, neither. You do that every time at the end. Okay. Very well, anyway, I think we're done.
We're done. Dan, I'll see you next week.
See you then. Awesome. See you guys.